Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about yung mga August dividend paying stocks. And isang reminder lang, yung mga ex-date nito is nakalagay dito sa presentation. And you have to make sure that you already hold the stock one day before the ex-date para mabayaran kayo ng mga dividends for that particular period. Also, just a reminder, this video is not financial advice. I am not a licensed financial advisor. Make sure that you do your own research first before buying any kind of asset. Let's get started. First stock in our list is PSB, Philippine Savings Bank. Sector nito is banking and financials. Dividend payment for this period is 75 centavos. And take note, na they give out dividends every single quarter, so 4 times a year. Ex-date is on August 2, so dapat today makabili na kayo, but unfortunately, once this video gets uploaded, close na yung market sa Philippine Stock Exchange. So you can just ignore this stock for this list. Record date August 5 and payment date August 22. Current market price ito is around 57.5 and ibibigay na dividend yield is 1.30% quarterly, then 5.22% annually. 5-year average dividend yield is 5.42% and yung 5-year payout ratio nito is 61.4%. So all throughout sa ating mga parameters na ginagamit or metrics, green yan lahat. Next one, we have a preferred share galing sa Megawide Construction Corporation. Stock code is MWP2A. Sector nitong company is industrial, mainly in construction, infrastructure, and allied services. Dividend payment for this period is 1 peso and 18 centavos. Quarterly din nagbibigay ng dividend since this is a preferred stock. Ex-date on August 3. Record date on August 8. And payment date on August 30. Current market price is at 94 pesos and 20 centavos. Dividend yield nito is 1.26% quarterly and effective annually is 5.04%. Next one, we have another preferred stock sa Megawide. Stock code is MWP2B. Same sector lang nito. Yung dividend payment is nabago ng konti, 1.43 pesos per share. Ex-date, same thing, August 3. Record date on August 8. And payment date on August 30. Current market price ito is at 101 pesos per share. Dividend yield is mas mataas ng konti, 1.42% quarterly and effective 5.69% annually. Another preferred stock sa 8990 Holdings Incorporated. 8990P yung kanyang stock code. So kapag ganitong mid-year na or like late second half na ng taon. I think that's a better term. Puro preferred stocks na talaga yung nagbibigay ng mga dividends during this time or during this period. Kasi kalimitan yung mga dividends binibigay yung mga galing sa common stocks. Kalimitan binibigay nila first quarter. So either March, April, or early second quarter. And then yung iba nagbibigay lang ng mga special dividends kaya nakapagbigay pa ulit sila sa, for example, second half ng taon. So, yung sector nito is property. I digress. Balik na tayo dito sa ating list. Sector again is property. Dividend payment for this period is 1.50 pesos per share. Ex-date on August 15, so medyo matagal pa. Record date on August 18. And payment date on September 1. Current market price is 100 pesos and 60 centavos. Dividend yield nito is 1.5% quarterly. And annually effective yan, just 0.01%. percent shy away na sa 6%, 5.99% annually. And again, preferred stock na naman ito. Sirtec Holdings Philippines Corporation. Stock code is TCB2A. Sector is industrial, mainly in electrical components and equipment. Dividend payment is 1 cent. So, yung denomination ito is in United States dollar or USD. Ex-date on August 26. Record date on September 1. And payment date on September 8. Medyo matagal na yung kanilang turnaround time. Current market price is currently... Oh, this is my bad. Should have corrected this. This should be 98 cents. For posterity, I corrected it. Yan. So, almost $1 siya. 98 cents. Dividend yield nito is 1.56% quarterly and 6.25% annually. Next one, we have Petro Energy Resources Corporation. Stock code is PERC. Sector nito is industrial, mainly in electricity, energy, power, and water. Dividend payment is at 5 centavos. Ex-date on August 10. Record date on August 15. And payment date on September 8. Current market price is 4.81 pesos per share. Dividend yield nito is 1.04% lang. And then yung last payment niya was noong 2018 pa, 4 years ago. 1.43% yung kanyang dividend yield that year. And then yung payout ratio is super low at 6.75%. Next up, we have another preferred stock galing sa Sirtec Holdings Philippines Corporation. Stock code is TCB2C. Sector nito is industrial, mainly in electrical components and equipment. Dividend payment is at 82 centavos per share. Ex-date on August 24. Record date on August 30. And payment date on September 14. Current market price is at 50 pesos and 10 centavos. Yung dividend yield nito quarterly is 1.64%. Then annually naman 6.57%. Next up, another preferred stock galing sa Sirtec, TCB2D. So same sector sila. Dividend payment, mas tumaas ng konti, 96 centavos. Ex-date is on August 24 and record date is on August 30. Mababayaran kayo on September 14. Last traded price is at 55 pesos per share. Yung dividend yield nito is 1.76% quarterly. That's effective 7.05% annually. So that is pretty high. Next one, we have REIT. So CITICORP Energy REIT Corporation. If you're not familiar with REIT, that is Real Estate Investment Trust. So if you want to learn more about REITs, you can check out my video. Check nyo dyan sa top right ng inyong mga screen. Ilalagay ko yung card. So, yung stock code nito is CREIT. So, CREIT. Sector is property. Dividend payment nito is at 4 centavos. So, this is the third payment na for this year. Previous one, same thing. 4 centavos. And then, the other one is around 3 centavos. And usually, yung mga REITs naman, quarterly din sila nagbibigay ng dividends. So, parang mga preferred stocks yan. Ex-date ito is on August 16. Record date on August 19. And mababayaran kayo on September 14. The current market price of CREIT is at 2 pesos and 43 centavos. Dividend yield is 1.81%. for this particular payment. And so far, pag pinagsama-sama itong tatlong payments for this year, nasa 5.06% na. So yeah, that's quite impressive. And by the way, this is the first year na nagbibigay ng dividends yung CREIT kasi kaka-create pa lang din dito sa REIT na ito. Then next one, member ng PSEI, Manila Electric Company. MER yung kanyang stock code, or as we all know, Meralco. Sector nito is industrial, electricity, energy, power, and water. And singit lang ako ng konting rant. Ang mahal ng kuryente. To be honest. Like, last month, I paid for around 1,500 pesos for my electricity. And I'm solo living dito sa condo sa QC. And I never turned on my AC for that duration for 1 month. And still 1,500 pa din. I mean, that's crazy. I'm just using one electric fan. So that consumes like a small amount of electricity. I just open one light bulb. And not really like 24 hours. Probably max around 12 hours per day. And I have one ref. I mean, I think the ref, it consumes around 250 to 400 pesos at least. And then the main thing, my main issue is my cooker. It's not a, what do you call that, induction cooker. So it consumes a little bit more energy compared to like induction stoves. It's, I think, infrared. So it's quite similar to electric stoves. So it consumes a lot of energy. So yeah. If I wanna cook some home cooked meals, then it kinda, my electric bill takes, you know, a hike. But yeah, anyway, I digress. Let's get back to our list. Dividend payment is 5.80 pesos per share, and this is the second payment for this year. The previous one mas malaki ng konti, 10 pesos and 22 centavos. X date is on August 18, record date on August 23, and payment date on September 14. The current market price for Meralco is 340 pesos per share. Dividend yield is 1.71%, and so far for 2022, around 4.71%. And I believe they will still give out another dividend by November or December. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe 3 times the earning bibigay si Meralco. 5-year average dividend yield is at 4.57%. And kahit naman sila magbigay, it's still up in their like standard or average in the last 5 years. 5-year payout ratio is mataas, nasa 82.2%. Then we have FJP, FNJ Prince Holding Corporation. Sector nito is holding firms, and dividend payment is at 10 centavos. This is the second payment for this year. The previous one is around 5 centavos. X date on August 16, record date on August 19, and payment date on September 15. Last traded price ng stock na to is at 2 pesos and 45 centavos. Dividend yield currently nasa 6.12% na for 2022, and then for the 10 centavo payment this period, nasa 4.08% yan. 5-year average dividend yield is at 4.42%, and 5-year payout ratio is 281.8%. So this is, I would consider this a red flag kasi masyadong mataas yung kanilang payout ratio. Healthy is around 50 to, let's say, highest na is around 80. So they're just draining their retained earnings if ganito kalaki yung kanilang payout ratio. Sabihin nun, nag-exceed dun sa 100%. Kasi for example, sa isang taon, 100% yung payout ratio ng isang company. So that means na yung kanilang earnings or net income from the previous year, pinigay nila yun or dinistribute nila yun sa mga stockholders. That's what it mean kapag 100% yung payout ratio. So pag ganito, meron silang isang taon around 700% yung payout ratio. So that's kind of weird, and I would classify that as a red flag. Next one, we have Makati Finance Corporation. Stock code is MFIN. Sector nito, small, medium, and emerging board. Dividend payment is wala pang 1 centavo, so medyo maliit siya.
X date on August 22, record date on August 25, and payment date on September 21. So 1 month pa no, bago ka mabayaran. Current market price is 2 pesos and 15 centavos. Dividend yield nito is wala pang 1%. So 0.25% lang. It's really low. 5-year average dividend yield is at 0.78%. Then 5-year payout ratio is at 32.89%. Then another one sa Makati Finance Corporation. So dito naman stock dividend yung kanilang ibibigay. So wala pang 1%. So 0.5435% yung kanilang ibibigay na stock dividend. X date August 22, record date on August 25, and payment date on September 21. Next one, yung last two natin, parehong preferred stocks ng EEI Corporation. Stock code is EEIPA. Sector nito, industrial, mainly in construction, infrastructure, and allied services. Dividend payment for this period is 1.44 pesos per share. That is quarterly. Then X date on August 26, record date on September 1, and payment date on September 23. The current market price of this stock is 100 pesos and 60 centavos. Dividend yield is 1.43% quarterly, then annually effective is 5.73%. Last but not the least, EEI Corporation ulit, preferred stock, EEIPB. So same sector lang earlier. Dividend payment is 1.73 pesos per share. X date on August 26. Record date on September 1. And payment date on September 23. Current market price is 107 pesos per share. Dividend yield nito is 1.62% quarterly and then annually 6.49%. And now let's check out yung mga sources for today's episode. We have PSE Edge, BPI Trade, and Nsplash. Lahat ng mga links niyan is matatagpuan sa description sa baba.
We're gonna end the episode here guys. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if umabot kayo at the end of this video, thank you very much, I appreciate you. If natripan nyo yung content ko, give this video a thumbs up. And if hindi naman, give this video a thumbs down. If bago ka sa channel ko, click the subscribe button and ring the notification bell para wala akong ma-miss out sa mga uploads ko every single day. You may also follow me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MNPSPH. You may support the channel by becoming a YouTube member. Meron link dyan sa description sa baba. Alternatively, you may support the channel by using my affiliate links sa Shopee or sa Lazada if may bibilin kayo doon. Thanks again for watching and listening everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.